Now that time to talk all things rugby league with my good friend Dean Bulldog Richie. Dino's on the line. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Terrific. Hey, Dino, first thing we've got to do, I'd love to ask you if you have any chance to give us an update on Kalyn Ponga's injury and is he a chance to play Origin 3?
Ray, he's having scans up in Newcastle this morning, so quite clearly, until those results come back, we don't know categorically. But look, as Jimmy would know, being a former first grader, 11 days isn't a lot when you're trying to get over a hamstring injury. I just can't see Kevin Walters taking the risk. Look, he's young, he's strong. No doubt he'll be back earlier than what people think. But I just can't see Kevin taking the punt on Ponga for that game. So what that does leave, if he is out, you would think that Daly Cherry-Evans would certainly come into strong calculations. He played well for Manly against Penrith yesterday. And if he did start, Cherry, that would leave Moses and Mbai, Milford and Ben Hunt, you would imagine, to fight for a bench place. So certainly some concerns for Kev, because Ponga, of course, was so strong in Origin 2.
I reckon they'd be happy with what they got out of him, though. They've given him the Origin experience. They know he'll be fullback next year. And as you say, with a hamstring injury, it's too hard 11 days out, knowing whether you're going to be right and letting the team
and
down.
The series gone.
The series is gone. That's right. If it was 1-1, then a different situation. Just on Origin, TV numbers down, Dino. That, you know, I don't know whether it's Sunday night. I don't know whether it's the short lead-in, which we spoke about last week. There's nothing wrong with the game of footy. Do you have any idea what it is? Do you have any idea what Channel 9 / the NRL might do next year?
I was actually quite surprised, Jimmy. I know that some TV executives before the game were tipping that they thought that they would burst through the 4 million mark for a peak audience around the five cities. Look, I can't put my finger on it. I thought Sunday night would be ideal. It's a great night to stay in. It's a great night for, you know, not going out, essentially. Look, everyone's got to front up to work on Monday, but that's the same with Wednesdays for Thursday. So I can't put my finger on it. I was a bit surprised that Peter Beattie went on social media suggesting barbecues and a 4 o'clock kickoff. That would indicate to me that he isn't quite across the nuances and success of television ratings. To have an Origin at 4 o'clock would seem bizarre. I can't see a Channel 9 going down that path.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I'm with you, Dino. I can't quite work out why it didn't work. Hey, Dino, just on the Origin theme there, Nathan Clear has come out this morning. Jimmy and I were discussing it earlier. Look, I know it's an old chestnut, but if it was some way of having the rep rounds over 3 or 4 weeks, getting him out of the way all at once, because he believes the football at club level suffers during this period of representative footy. Well, is there any opportunity of this happening, Dean, do you think?
I don't think so, Ray. Look, I know the NRL have told me about a week ago that they would be reticent and reluctant to put it on hold for any more than 1 week. You just lose too much momentum. I think I heard someone tell me secondhand Gus was calling for a 6 to 8 week break to get all those rep games played, et cetera, et cetera. But look, I think one's enough. We can't afford to lose momentum. It's just too difficult to pick it back up. But it's a dilemma that's been going on for 38 years since Origin started, Ray. But I think they've pretty much got it right now. The rep round was fantastic, but let's just leave it at 1 week.
Dino, Jack Whiten was not stood down by his club, but was stood down by the NRL. And the speculation is that he will be stood down for the rest of the year. What are you hearing coming out of the Canberra Raiders and the NRL about what's going to happen with Jack Whiten?
I'm hearing, Jimmy, that the NRL is putting some considerable pressure on Canberra to take some decisive action. At the moment, they haven't stood him down. He'll appear back in court on Wednesday, as I understand. He has pleaded guilty to 2 charges. Look, there is a maximum penalty here of, I think it's 5 years in prison. For Jack's, like, that doesn't come to that quite clearly, but obviously we have to think of the victims as well. But look, at the moment, look, you know, he hasn't been stood down, but I think you'll find after Wednesday, when we know the outcome of the court case, the Raiders will act swiftly, and it wouldn't surprise me if, in fact, Whiten is stood down for the remainder of this season.
Yeah, watch this space. Hey, Dean, we had a caller earlier saying Corey Norman potentially to Manly. Are you hearing anything along those lines?
Yeah, I have heard that same rumour, Ray. It is just a rumour at the moment. I think Jimmy nailed it a few moments ago by saying he won't be at Parramatta next year. I just can't see how it's going to happen. There's the ongoing speculation about a player swap with Blake Austin. Leeds in England, I'm hearing too, are chasing Blake Austin. I think Norman will definitely be out of Parramatta at the end of the year. I think they need a change up. They've had a poor season. They're looking at a wooden spoon. I don't think Brad Arthur, who next year I might add will be fighting to save his own job, can go into next season with the same halves.
Just on Parramatta, there's a lot of speculation around what's happening at a board level there and an administration level. It's funny to think that a team that is running 16th with a lot of talent in that squad, the person under least amount of pressure seems to be Brad Arthur.
Yeah, that's not quite the case, I don't think, Jimmy.
Okay.
I think he earned enough brownie points last year to cope with this year.
Mm.
But next year, if they start poorly and they've got a few internal issues as they had this year and a few players behaving, you know, he'll be right there in front of the board, Brad Arthur. Take it as read that, look, he's there for now and they're backing him publicly and strongly, but a poor start next year after 6 to 8 rounds and his position will certainly be under scrutiny, and he knows that.
And what was your take on the Cooper Cronk, Cameron Smith, you know, a handshake but not the hug that he seemed to be giving everyone? I think earlier we had Ray liken it to, say, a Daily Telegraph Christmas party where you and he basically walk past each other. It's just a nod and just
time.
Go on your own way. Could we liken it to that, Dean?
Well, I wouldn't blame Ray generally, but he just went pretty handy kicked when the bill came. Ray's known to be very, very careful, Jimmy, with his coins.
Is that right?
And he's got every coin minted with all his gigs.
Oh, hasn't he? What? You know what? He came in here early complaining about tax. Oh, it's a good problem to have.
He pays more tax than I do my way.
Oh, jeez. If you blokes saying you product of a divorce, Dino, put you back a long, long way, I can tell you.
Hey, guys, I'll just run through a bit of news before we go.
Thank you. Move on.
We just spoke about Kalyn Ponga. I'm hearing the Knights may soon open negotiations with him. He's under lock and cap there till 2021.
Got to.
But yeah. I'm hearing they're starting to think, you know what, let's nail this kid down now, quickly and long term. Mm. So watch for negotiations to kickstart up there. And I'm also hearing the Manly salary cap appeal, which has been going on for months now over those breaches from earlier this year. I'm hearing it could be this week when the NRL makes some decision there. And just on the Seagulls too, I'm hearing there may be just a little bit of interest in Sharks winger Sasaya Fekir, who's not getting a great run down there at Toyota Stadium this year. So watch for him maybe to consider an offer from Manly.
Okay. Changes to today's teams. Leichhardt Oval at 2 o'clock. Tigers and the Titans.
Yeah, 18,000 will be there, Jimmy, for that game. Ben Madalino out of the Tigers. Chris McQueen comes in. Of course, the afternoon, though, will revolve around Robbie Farah, Moses and Bai. They're playing their first games back at Leichhardt Oval. For the Gold Coast, Keegan Hipgrave in some doubt. Morgan Boyle on standby. Jared Wallace comes back in from suspension. And then there's the 4 o'clock game. South Sydney versus the Cowboys. Barlow Park, Cairns. South Sydney 1-17 for the Cowboys. Matt Scott goes out. Corey Jensen, the replacement. Lachlan Coote back to fullback because of Michael Morgan's bicep injury. And it will be two guys. The very last time, we think that Greg Inglis will come up against Jonathan Thurston. So maybe most of the afternoon up there for those two great Queenslanders.
Good point. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, we'll try and get Ray to put his hand in his pocket too for a shout at some stage during the course of the week.